Congratulations, because you came here to celebrate together our faith. Thank you very much for coming. In this 21st Sunday, in ordinary time, we are called to make decisions. All of us in life, in our journey, we have options, we have to make decisions about many issues. What are we going to do? To whom we are going to share our lives? Also, decisions about the place where we are going to live, decisions as a family. Other people have to make tough decisions in life. For couples, sometimes when they don't expect the child, they have to make the decision to receive that child as God's blessing or to destroy that life. In the Old Testament, we heard how Joshua, a great leader of his people, he had a tough time with them. But as a leader, he knew the way, and he invited the elders, all the people, come here. We are going to discuss if we want to be loyal to God or we want to go back to our way of life. What do you want to do? You are free, if you want, but for me and my family, for my people, I made the decision to follow God. But the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods." Jesus also had this situation with his disciples, because in the last Sundays, we were listening that Jesus said, "I am the true bread that they came down from heaven. You need to eat my flesh, to drink my blood, in order for you to have eternal life." Many of them said, "Hey, this is very tough. We don't accept that. We don't believe that." And Jesus asked the 12 the very difficult question: "Do you want also to go?" "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe that and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." In the second reading, we have the invitation of the Lord to respect each other, especially as wife and husband, husband and wife. And of course, for many of you as couples, every morning you have to make the decision. Are we going together, respecting each other, loving each other, even though we have problems and difficulties? Or we want to make the decision to separate, to divorce, and to go each one in your side. It's not easy even for many of you, good people, to listen about these scandals in the church. Probably some people say, "No, I don't want to contribute anymore. I don't want to go to church. I want to go to another denomination, and I want to be godless." It's not an easy decision. Where is our faith? In a priest? In a bishop that gave us a bad example? Oh, our faith is in Jesus, the one who has eternal words, the one who never fails. And in life, we have to make the decisions if we really want to be attached to our church. Even with problems and difficulties, we know that in this long history, the church has been committed to serve, to respect. They are wonderful people. We want to continue our journey, asking the Lord to help us strength, pardon, forgiveness, mercy, and compassion, and to be guided by the Word of God. Or we want to go back to the slavery in this society. Many people have been born in this land of freedom, and there are many slaves. Those who decide not to follow Jesus Christ, they are serving other kind of idols in different slaveries, like in the Old Testament. Many young people, many people say, I am free. Forget about that freedom. You are a slave when you are an addict of alcohol, pornography, gambling, drugs, mass media. When we just follow all this religion of sports with all these kind of mafias and drugs and many things, we follow idols of clay. And at the end, people are just disappointed with all this kind of slavery in our society. I want to invite you, my dear brothers and sisters, don't be disappointed if we human beings make mistakes. The only God, the only perfect is God. But we make mistakes, and we ask the help of God. We need to recover, we need to heal, even in our marriages, our families, because sometimes there are many things that we know is sad. We have to make tough decisions. I want to invite all of you, parents and grandparents, don't be tired to do good, to be a sign of hope for your families, for your people. Last week I couldn't preach, but I shared a little bit at the end of the celebration. I was ordained as a priest almost 30 years ago. In December of 1988, I was ordained in Colombia, South America. I have been in Africa for many years. In 1994, I went to Africa for the first time. In order to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, I have to learn Samburu and Maasai, two languages. And I also understand some Swahili. And I am sure that some children that are here, you know some Swahili. Do you understand some Swahili? For instance, Hakuna Matata? Jambo? Okay. Did you watch The Lion King? Aha. And there is a word from Swahili that was accepted into English and in many languages, the word safari. The Samburus are wonderful people. They are shepherds. They move from place to place with their animals. The staple food for them is milk, blood. They mix milk with blood. The taste is very good, like yogurt. They eat meat, they drink tea, and once in a while they eat cornflour. Only one meal during the day. Sometimes during the dry season, when there is not enough food, no water, sometimes it's tough for me. My oldest brother, who is a priest, is at the moment there in Kenya in the semi-desert. When I used to ride an old motorcycle in the company of the Norse to go to visit the people in their villages for the mobile clinic, and sometimes to hear a child saying in the local language, crying, yeyo, yeyo, in Jokinda, mom, mom, I am hungry. And not to have anything to give to a child, I am sure that for a father or a mother, it's one of the most difficult experiences. To see people dying due to hunger and starvation is a painful experience. When I come to this beautiful and blessed country, I feel something different. Sometimes even when I visit my nieces and nephews. Children cry because they have food. Mom, I don't want this. Dad, I don't want this. And we waste a lot. My dear brothers and sisters, don't take things for granted. Don't waste food. Remember your roots. Many of you came, or your ancestors, from Ireland, where Pope Francis is at the moment, from England, from Italy, from Germany, even from other countries in the world. Life was not easy. Now, many children grow, they are spoiled, we waste a lot. Even normal things, we go to a restaurant, people take 5-10 napkins. If with one or two is enough, why do we have to waste a lot? More trees are to be cut in many countries around the world. So once again, don't take things for granted. Living in Africa, where sometimes life is difficult, food is not enough, where women have to work a lot, they carry firewood, water. We try to do the little that we can in education and helping people with the mobile clinic. Many times we have to transport people in our ambulance. Some children were born in our car, or even people pass away in our car. When life is difficult, I have been touched by the kind of faith of these people. They believe in God. They call God Nkai. They never are desperate. No, they trust. They have confidence in God. They call Nkai our black God. People walk long distances to go to the church tree. And sometimes living among them, where life is tough, I never heard that somebody committed suicide. So my invitation for all of you, once again, don't take things for granted. Even when life is difficult, when you have to make tough decisions, difficult decisions, ask God's blessing, ask the grace of God. And finally, I want to share with you something that really touched my life. The experience of my friend and my colleague. He was a priest also from Colombia. One day he decided to go to Africa. He was very happy. We were together there for 1 year and a half. One day he became sick. Our car, the ambulance, the only one, was not running. My friend was very sick, and he died. Before he passed away, he wrote this letter, this message, and there are two words in Samburu language. Ilakir means stars. They say poetically that the stars are God's eyes that look after them and to their animals at night. And Nkai, they call God Nkai. A night with the full moon in the Samburu desert, the Ilakir of Nkai have gone into hiding. Welcome, Sister Death. My fever is rising intensely. There is no possibility of going to the hospital at Wamba. As usual, our Toyota is not running. I feel a great force, happy in the face of death. I have lived passionately my love for humanity and for Jesus' plan. I am dying completely happy. I committed some mistakes, made people suffer. I hope they will forgive me. How wonderful it is to die like the poorest and most marginal. without any chance of getting to the hospital. How nice if no one were to die this way anymore. I hope all of you will promise me this, a fervent embrace of love for all, both men and women. Carlos Alberto. And he died on a Good Friday, around 3 in the afternoon, when we remember the death of our friend Jesus. My dear brethren, if some people in our families, in our society, in the church disappoint you, let us give thanks to God, because there are wonderful people in our church, in our families, people of great faith that challenge us to make the decision for life, for the Word of God, for justice, to be thankful, to respect your wife and your husband, to be loyal in your relationship. Don't be afraid if others fail. God never fails. Jesus is the only holy, the only perfect. I made the option to follow him. I want to pray for you that your life in Jesus and in our church will be healed, will be stronger. The life of the church is also more than only one aspect that the mass media emphasize and sometimes hidden agendas. The church is more than that. Let us give thanks for wonderful people, our parents and grandparents, people of faith who help us to make the decision to respect life and to be attached to our church, but especially to our Savior. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.